This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now to some breaking news. Experts say it's time to walk back the national conversation on exclusive coverage. So we're doubling down on some of the hackneyed, over-the-top, and in the end, meaningless language used by journalists and headline writers. The Daily Beast cultural news editor Michael Moynihan has compiled a list of the new newspeak and is joining us now via Skype to run through it. Michael, are you holding your nose after that introduction?
No, unfortunately, I'm very much used to it, which is why I wrote the column. I see this stuff all day, all the time, and unfortunately, attack certain people in some words. There are far, far more.
What you call possibly the most misused word in journalism, exclusive. Why not use it?
Well, you can use it. And as I said in the piece, there are certain moments when you can have an exclusive. For instance, Lance Armstrong talking to Oprah, that was an exclusive. Lance Armstrong was not talking with anyone else. But when you have a conversation with the President of the United States, whose very job is to convey his policies and his views to his constituents and to the American people, you call that an exclusive. And then the very next day, he's on a different network with another exclusive. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
So how about breaking news? Now, a regular part of our media diet, especially now that so many people have smartphone apps specifically made for breaking news alerts.
Yes, I have one called Breaking News, which I downloaded with great anticipation that it would get all sorts of interesting things that were just coming across the transom, and I was getting the first bits of information about them. And as I pointed out in the piece, the one that had passed over my iPhone as I was writing the piece was something about a truck that had crashed hauling animals in Indiana. Now, no disrespect to the animals that fell off the truck, but I don't really call that breaking news. I mean, technically, then any news is breaking news when it's reported. So we're making the term worthless.
You do also take issue with some terms as overused metaphors, like someone walks back a statement. Also, a description we often feel kind of duty-bound to use, unbiased, nonpartisan. So what's wrong with those, Michael?
Well, walking it back is a great one because it's just a journalistic euphemism for somebody admitting that they were lying or they were caught lying. You know, somebody says something in on the floor of the House, and then it's pointed out that it's not true. And then they later walk that statement back, which essentially means that they were called out and they were caught. Why not just say that they were caught lying or called out? Unbiased and nonpartisan, I think, has become this sort of shibboleth that we all have to be unbiased, nonpartisan. And the example I use is Chris Hughes, who is now the owner and editor-in-chief of The New Republic, who said, hey, our magazine is going to be free of party ideology or partisan bias, because people like that. They like to think they're getting unbiased news. But, you know, The New Republic is a journal of opinion. It's a journal of liberal opinion, and it's a very good one. And I would think that it would be worse off if it weren't biased and partisan. That's why I read it. I don't want The New York Times to indulge in partisan politics on the front page, but some people should do that. And I think we're at the point now where everybody thinks that that's always wrong, and it isn't.
Well, I was reading through your list and thinking some experts say or critics say that you're calling these expressions used to provide some balance or authority. And I have to say, that's something we try to avoid. But you know what it's like. We write 4 to 5 leads a day. You want to keep them short, not put too much information in. I mean, if every time we say, according to a Pew Research Center on the People in the Press study on deficit reduction, it's hard.
Well, I should say up front that my piece does have its own weasel paragraph in it, where I admit that I think I am guilty of this, and the Daily Beast and Newsweek are also guilty of probably all of these terms. I'm just trying to minimize them, not eliminate them. But some say, experts say, critics say, is sometimes to offer balance where none is needed. And it's also, it's a time thing. And I think that this is the interesting thing about all of these words, is as we demand more news, more quote-unquote breaking news, and, we're not writing for the paper tomorrow. We're writing for, the refresh on the homepage now. It also means that we have to take a lot of shortcuts. And I think that we see that with a lot of the language people are using. Breaking exclusive means, hey, take a look at this, because there's so much out there. Why pay attention to my story? Well, because it's exclusive. And also, when you're trying to finish 500-600 words in a span of 20 minutes, you do lean on things like experts say, critics say, because you don't have time to make those phone calls and get the critics and get the experts.
Well, I'm so glad we had your expert opinion today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Moynihan, cultural news editor for Newsweek and The Daily Beast, where he wrote about words that journalists overuse. You can find a link to his piece on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Well, we thank you so much for spending some time with us today. If you did miss any of the program or would like to pass a segment along to a friend, click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. You'll see the icons right there. I'm Virginia Prescott. Tune in tomorrow for some more exclusive, unbiased breaking news coverage from our usual host of bipartisan experts and critics. That's tomorrow at noon and again at 9 on Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent, Jonathan Lynch,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with plenty of help from our interns,
Ali Kosmikas
and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals.
And not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to our past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.
Oh, it's word of mouth, eh?
That's fancy, right?